It would be amiss to neglect to talk about the annual 2017 Archibald exhibition showcasing at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It officially opens today and will run till the 22nd of October. And what better way than have a little sneaky preview right now of the showcase. Anne Ryan is the Art Gallery of New South Wales Curator of Australian Art, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
How are you going? Big day
Not
yesterday.
Not too bad.
So yesterday, the Archibald winner was announced, Mitch Keynes. Pretty exciting. It was a painting of a portrait of Agatha Goth Snape. But there has been a little bit of skepticism, or, you know, people aren't that impressed. What's going on there?
Oh, I think it wouldn't be Archibald season without a little bit of sort of controversy, if you like. I think that most people that I've spoken to are really supportive of this painting by Mitch. It's a really beautiful work. Agatha Goth Snape is a very highly regarded contemporary artist who also happens to be Mitch Cairns's partner. Mm. And so he's painted this portrait of this very accomplished woman in a domestic context because, of course, she's his partner in life.
Makes sense. But John Olsen, veteran artist, he had quite a few harsh words. Is there always going to be that level of controversy when it's, well, not even controversy, but differing views when it's a portrait and its definition is changing all the time?
Look, I think that there's always going to be different opinions about art, and that's a sign of a healthy ecosystem, I think. John's been criticising the Archibald since the 1950s when he was a young artist. He was sort of a ringleader, if you like, of a group of younger artists who actually made a physical protest at the Art Gallery of New South Wales about their opinion of the trustees and what they were doing with the Archibald Prize back in 1953. And I guess it's come full circle. He's criticising it again in 2017. But John would know as well as anyone else that to really appreciate an artwork, you have to come and see it in the flesh. And I hope he does make it up to the gallery to have a look at the work and see it hanging on the walls.
Brilliant. And you've mentioned before that this year's showcase involves a much more diverse range of live portraits. What do you mean by live portraits?
I think I said that the thing about the Archibald Prize is every year it comes around annually, and it's been going for 96 years. But over that time, public taste and artistic taste has changed, and it's come to the point now in 2017 where we had over 800 people entering works, and the range of approaches is enormous. So you get artists who are painting in everything from a hyper-realist, photorealist style, artists who are far more conceptual. You've got artists who like to use lots of paint and impasto and really building up the surface. And then you've got artists whose work is very, very hard-edged and smooth on the surface of the canvas. And that's the thing that makes it exciting every year, not just who the artists have chosen to paint, but also the way they've chosen to paint them.
Mm. We've had about over 2,000 entries this year and 43 potentially award-winning finalists on show. So how was the selection process for you in narrowing that down?
Well, that number of 2,000 is for all the three prizes that we have. We have the Archibald, of course, and then we have the Wynne Prize for landscape and the Silman Prize for genre painting. The process is a little different for each of the prizes, but with the Archibald and the Wynne, it's judged by our trustees. So every work is judged in the flesh. Every work is brought into the gallery for them to see, and they do that over a couple of days on a weekend. We have a lot of art handlers who help us out, and they bring the works through in front of the judges, and the judges can make a decision about whether they think it should be considered as a finalist, or whether it's a maybe, or whether it's a no thank you. And it's like a process of elimination. It happens reasonably fast, but at the same time, every work does get seen properly and it gets judged on its merits, which I think is the fairest way with a prize.
Mm. As you mentioned, there are three prizes. Who were some of your standouts also in the Wynne and the Silman prizes?
Well, the Wynne prize is particularly exciting for me this year because for the first time, we got a really large group of works submitted from Indigenous artists. Although Indigenous art has been increasingly prominent in Australian galleries and exhibitions since the 1970s, artists haven't really been entering the Wynne Prize, but last year it was won by a group of artists from the APY lands, which is in remote central Australia, and they won with a portrait a painting of their country. And I think that's kind of encouraged their peers to consider the Wynne Prize as something that's for them. So we've got a really fantastic group of Indigenous paintings in the Wynne this year for the first time, including the winner, which was a work called Antara by Betty Kuntiwa Pumani. And it's an absolute cracker of a painting, a really beautiful work which talks about the story of her mother's country, which she and her sister, who also has a painting in the Wynne, are now custodians of. So for me, that room of Indigenous paintings in the Wynne Prize is absolutely a standout and something I think our viewers will really enjoy. And with the Sulman's a little different because it gets judged by an invited artist every year. And this year, Tony Albert judged the prize. And he awarded the prize to an artist called Joan Ross for a painting called Oh History, You Lied to Me. And Joan's work is, in a way, similar to Tony's in that it investigates the way history has represented Indigenous people and how we need to sort of reconsider history and understand that the messages that we've been getting in the past are probably not the full story. So it's a really interesting group of prizes this year, and I'm pretty hopeful that our visitors will enjoy them very much.
Absolutely. Was it kind of conscious, this whole focus, especially on Indigenous art? Was it just more Indigenous artists putting more work through?
I think it's the latter. I think it's the judges can only judge from what's been submitted, and so that's been the story every year. And some years, you get a different range of works coming in. But I'm hopeful that the Indigenous pictures Indigenous artists will increasingly submit their work for consideration because they are producing some of the strongest landscapes in Australia at the moment. And that's not to say that the Wynne is just got works in it by Indigenous artists. There are some fantastic paintings by non-Indigenous artists in the exhibition and also sculpture. The Wynne's a funny sort of prize. It's for landscape painting, but it's also for figurative sculpture. So there's some nice sculptures in the work as well, in the exhibition as well, which kind of adds to the mix.
Brilliant. Well, the exhibition is open now, and as you mentioned, huge range of different artworks are on display. But Anne, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
My great pleasure.